Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptation on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on. What about the woodpecker
thing? Yeah, they call me the kid, Texan man. But I know nothing about the great big H. I'd watch the football game while the hornies occupied my day.
I never peeked where she was coming from when she'd say, "Though you hear, I'm all alone."
And then she made it perfectly clear. With some inspiring words on the spot.
If you ain't gonna get it all, take your dead ass home.
Well, like my fire,
if you ain't gonna get it all, take your dead ass home.
I'll click on my big evil.
If you ain't gonna get it all, take your dead ass home.
I'd love to play in your tiny bowl.
He was dreaming of Venus. He took out his penis and woke up with an apple and a new, with your foot on the rock.
Okay, bye.
There once was some freak from LA who came to New York to play. They were busted by the pussy party and the prosecutor popped them in the pen.
Ain't gonna get it all. Take your dead ass home.
If you ain't gonna get it all, take your
saying it now, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. I got action, no baby.
With you.
Right.
My mind's blown. And the jazz.
Look at that rock on the door down with a ball and feel free.
Of light, sound, and action. Candy bars that taste real good. With lots of chocolate round the goodies inside. So why don't you have a taste, baby? Wait, make way.
Because I got action.
Back up on it, baby.
Clack bar. Clack bar. May the Funk be with you. 93.3 FM ism. You're tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix. A potpourri, however your English translation is, of a smooth blended mix of lowrider oldies, R&B, funk, and everything in between. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the After Six Cruise Mix. I'm your host, Tweet Cadillac, otherwise known as Mr. Melody. My co-host, are you available, sir? He's not available, he's there. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Introduce yourself, my brother.
Good evening, people. It's G. Lou, a.k.a. Lou Lavish, here in the building with Tweet Cadillac, 93.3 FMism. Shout out to everyone tuned in across the world, boys and girls, women and men. You are experienced to the best experience ever in life, Tweet Cadillac.
Well, thank you for attending this gala extravaganza of what we call the After Six Cruise Mix. How's your day going, sir?
It's going okay, sir. Going okay. Going okay.
Well, I take
ready
it
to get into the vibe tonight. Yes, sir.
I take it that's
yes,
a good thing. That's all we need to hear,
yes,
man. I hope everybody has a good day. That's what it's really all about, man. Have a good day. Have a good yesterday. Have a good tomorrow. With that being said,
that
can
part.
You shout out the sponsors for the evening?
Yes. Shout out to our sponsors, first and foremost, BTP Media Group, Jeff Bwan and the whole crew. Follow the movement. Follow Jeff Bwan. On IGs on all social media, but follow him because he does a lot, supports a lot of people, and a lot of people under the umbrella of BTP Media, that a lot of the shakers and movers. So just follow the movement over there at BTP Media Group, IG, Facebook, and all social media handles. Also, we got to give a special shout out to Stacy Adams Incorporated, the fly gear that's been fly for decades, on in, on out. Your daddy, your granddaddy, your uncle, you know what I mean? You all got the game from them. They showed you how to do it. So we got to continue the legacy of Stacey Adams. And they are a proud sponsor and partner with Tweet Cadillac, 93.3 FMism. You want to get hooked up? I'm going to tell you what to do. Go to the website of Tweet Cadillac right now. Right now. Go to the website. You'll see Stacey Adams in there. Click on that link. You can go to the site and they'll let you know all the stuff they got, the new stuff, whatever is about to be fall. It is fall now. Winter's coming up. So get you some fly gear. A lot of galas going on, anniversaries, weddings, you know, whatever you would like. Stacey Adams has it for you from head to toe. You know what I mean? So click on that link. You'll get a nice discount by way of Tweet Cadillac as well. Or if you just want to go to them directly, just make sure you mention Tweet Cadillac. You'll get hooked up. That is Stacey Adams. Fly wear for men. Also, we got to give a special shout out to MagnificentWax.com. You know, the wax of champions, man. If you a player, something like that, and you got a fly ride, you got a Cadillac like Tweed, you know what I mean? You put that Magnificent Wax on there, and you just go. You know what I mean? You'll get looks and nods, and you know, all of that right there. MagnificentWax.com. Shout out to the one-stop funk shop. One-stop funk shop where the funk is funky, man. Make sure you holler at them as well. And, you know, they'll get you hooked up with some nice funk. Let them know Tweet Cadillac sent you. They'll send you on your way. Also, got to give a special shout-out to Sunsound Concerts and Tours. That is Sunsound Concerts and Tours. We got you with all the hookups and all the good shows coming your way. You know, all the old-school players are back out in effect. You know, so Sunsound Concerts and Tours get you hooked up with the right setup. You know what I mean? Also, got to give a shout-out as well to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, man. You know, FunDiggity.com is a family-owned business, and it is a family affair located in the greater Los Angeles area. Now all digital. All you got to do is go to the website, punch in what you want, make your order, and they'll get you hooked up to DoorDash and all those sites that deliver for you. You know what I mean? Bring it right to your door. That is if you are in the greater Los Angeles area. Mention to eat Cadillac again, and you will get hooked up as well. Got to give a shout-out to the GLUShow.com. I am G Lou. I represent the G Lou Show, the brother station of Tweed Cadillac. We are on every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday with me and the lovely, beautiful Miss Jean. That is my co-host. Also got to give a special shout-out to Big Flossie, Baron Stevenson, and Hank Norman, who holds me down on Sundays with the world-famous OG Sunday Show. And go to the website, GLUShow.com. We have new apparel, new fly shirts, and all of that, masks, whatever you need. Go to the website, G Lou Show, the GLUShow.com. And we got to give a special shout out, rest in peace shout out to Bruce Rothschild, the voice of 93.3 FM, the man, the myth, the legend. The voice will live on forever as well. And I believe those are all of our sponsors for the evening. Thank you.
Indeed. Indeed. I'd like to expound on a few key points that you mentioned in regards to Fundiggity.com. CEO Ms. Cheyenne Brown is live as we speak as well on the Good News Radio Network. You can download the app or you can go directly to at SpeakUPJV or at the Good News Radio. She's live talking about entrepreneurship, the starting of Fundiggity Funnel Cakes, and what it is to be a female business owner at such a young age. Also, in regards to Stacey Adams Incorporated, I got a major announcement right now. Only good until the 21st. I will extend it until the 24th. If you click on this link, I'm going to give you a link. I will give you some free Stacey Adams headphones with every purchase that you make over $125. The link is capital LNKPHZ as in zebra W. Once again, capital LNKZPHZW. Click that link and you will get a pair of free Stacey Adams headphones, and believe me, they fly. The logo and everything. And I could do that until the 24th. It's a done data. Big shout out to, in regards to One Stop Funk Shop, today is Chalk's birthday. C-H-O-C-L-E-T. Happy birthday, Ms. Chalk. Therese Banks, man. Have a beautiful day. Big shout out to the Norman family celebrating their anniversary. They're out there at an undisclosed fly location, probably, you know, having a shrimp fight over some champagne. Man, good looking out, man. Happy anniversary for y'all. Here comes the bad part. Man, I have to bow my head, do a moment of silence. Let me cut off this music, Alexander. Nothing personal. I love you, player. Got to give a moment of silence, man, to one of my friends. We go back 37 years. He's from the world-famous DeBarge family. Mr. Tommy DeBarge passed away. Also, I have to give a big shout-out to another one of my friends. We go back 34 years. He goes by the name of General Jeff, down with Rodney Ojo Cooley back in the day. He's done a lot of activism with the Skid Row Foundation. He's been on Skid Row for like the last 20 years, helping people, man, and still in the hip-hop. He passed as well today, too. And I
that's
just
why
saw
Jeff
in Oakland,
sent me that picture with you guys. Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, General Jeff passed away today, man. And I've been knowing this guy, man, since 1987. And last time I saw him was with Jeff in Oakland. But I know about his work. He's the guy that single-handedly made it possible for like a lot of artists to come down on Skid Row and give concerts. And he worked alongside a lot of the missions. He's been helping the homeless for 20-plus years now and still doing hip-hop. If you notice on that picture with Jeff Kwan, he has on the Skid Row shirt. I mean, this man has really done a lot, man. And I don't know what happened to him. The details haven't come out as yet, but wow. I actually know that guy. I mean, I know him. It ain't like you know of somebody. I know him, man. And everything, man, everything kind of touched me. I guess the older you get, me personally, I guess I'm figured that, you know, if I slip on a banana peel or fall in the shower, I could be off, toe back. But the older you get, you kind of realize that you're not immortal and, you know, your days are numbered, got an expiration date. But it usually always comes to somebody that you think is cool, everything is good, and the next thing you know, they're gone. And I can sit back here and remember times where I've conversed with that man, and it's always been positive, and like, wow, even Tommy. Tommy stayed in Harlem for some time, man, with one of my dearest friends, and he's passed away as well, too. So big shout out to Tommy, man. I remember sitting in a room, Tommy DeBarge playing his bass with no amp, just playing, and you could hear it as if he was live in concert. So, man, life is precious, man. Life is beautiful. I ain't gonna talk y'all ear off, man. I'm gonna get to the show, but, man, just be grateful, man. Let me go to a caller. Looks like somebody's on the line. Caller, you're live on 93.Tweet FM ism. Be gone.
Man, Tweet, man. Both of them dudes. I knew Tommy for a short time. You know, I met him with James, his brother, in the Valley one time, and then for sure I know General Jeff, man. You know, that's my folks, man. You know, like, man, I didn't know that, man. So I'm going to keep it short, though, Tweed. You know what I'm saying? That's why I call your show, you know, not religiously, but spiritually all the time, homie, because I know and you know, man, how I would feel if something happened to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac after all I learned from you, man. So that's why I call every night. When you hear, man, I try to, you know what I'm saying? I'm always great, very seldom late. And I love you, man. I love you too, G-Lou.
Likewise, man. For real. Because I actually love General Jeff, man. I remember prior to the Oakland event we was at, we was in back on the Midnight Life stuff with Quick. And we had the concert. Then when I get excited, I start to cough. We had a concert in Irvine, and we was out chilling, right? And the man come on up to the room, man, and we had some yak and stuff, and he came up that there, laughed about the good old days and how fun life was for hip-hop, and told me to come on down and lend my hand and to assisting the homeless in L.A. And he was really dedicated to what he felt he needed to do. Why he did it, who knows. But he was compelled to do it, and he consistently did it for years. And I'm sure he's going to be missed not only by the hip-hop community, but by the community of downtown Los Angeles. So, man.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. One love, man. You know, and also, Trey, I want to say, man, you know, General Jeff was one of the main pillars of getting, Scotty D, you know, Roger Clayton, Uncle Jam's Army, all them recognized by the city of Los Angeles. And that's how they got their
certificate
and
everything. Exactly, for the proclamation. They got the proclamation.
That's right.
That was
General Jeff,
man.
He did some good things. He loved hip hop. He not only loved hip hop, he showed how he loved hip hop by trying to make sure that we got recognized for what we did, you know, because he knew that the game had changed, but the game didn't change on where we come from, because y'all was the door openers to hip hop, Tweed. Y'all kicked the door in, man. All the different styles, all the different people. Some of them's gone, you know, easy. You know what I'm saying? That was a dude, man, that helped a lot of people, man, kick them doors in. Thank God Ice-T still around, you know. But I love you, though, Tweed, man, for real.
And likewise, sir. Man, time, man. Time, man, it means something, you know. We be ticking for us all, you know. But I do know one thing. As long as you have a breath in your body, man, just do the right thing, you know, because this last past week for me has been some weird stuff. I mean, I got called the N-word by a white lady because I wouldn't give her some change, panhandling, but I didn't have any change to give her. And she called me the N-word with the E-R on the N. And then when she said it so loud, everybody in the parking lot turned and looked as if I was abusing her or something, you know. It was like, wow. It's been a crazy week for me personally. So, man, I just got to understand, man, we all got to look out for each other. I've got a lot to talk about, man. We'll tune back in. I got a lot on my mind I want to bring to y'all the attention as well. But let's get this party started. You are tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix with Lou Lavish and Mr. Melody. Chocolate, C-H-O-C-L-E-T. Happy birthday, Snoop Doggy Dog.
My name is C-H-O-C-L-E-T, Patrice Bay, from Graham Central Station, and you are funking with 93.3 FM Spectacular Lowrider Oldie on the After 6 Cruise Mix. I've got my funk box with me, and I'm ready to dance. Can you handle that?
in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you, and if you want me to, I'll do anything. Nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you, and if you want me to, I'll do anything.
say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
Everyone out there. winners and losers. Fight when you know you're right. You'll get some bruises, but some fool might see the light.
Got to be there, got to be there in the morning when she says hello to the world. Got to be there, got to be there. Bring her good times and show her that she's my girl. Oh,
Bunny DeBarge, and you're tuned into 93.3 FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, the rhythm of the night.
What's your name? Oh, I need you.
Sure that you've had loved ones that you lost, and when you find out that they've passed, for some reason it's like a Kodak moment, and you can visualize every moment that you've had with them. And that's what I just relived every episode that I've had with Tommy DeBarge. And I remember walking up up 39th Street to the liquor store. I had Tommy DeBarge drinking Old English back in it. And he really wasn't really an avid drinker, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
We walked to the liquor store. And matter of fact, it wasn't even 40 ounces. It was six packs and quarts. And we was drinking Old English. And he picking up his bass and he playing it. And we back at the spot. Rest in peace, man, to Herbert Anthony Stevens III. Herbert Anthony Stevens
right.
III is Ab Soul's father. And he got murdered in the neighborhood as well. And he was never a gangbanger. He was the organ man. Went to the liquor store to get a black and mild and ended up getting killed by some dudes rolling by drive-by. His funeral was sad as well. And it's a trip because you can visualize every moment that you've had with someone. And they might be out of sight, out of mind. But when something happens, it's like a movie flash through your membrane. And you sit back and you're
right.
Damn, man, it's a hell of a feeling. And it kind of seems like the way the world is going, we're almost doing it every week.
Right.
I didn't do it twice. I had to do it twice just today. And it's like I just found out about both of them from General Jeff and Tommy today. And it's like, wow, what is this world coming to? It's not just death, it's the extras that come along with it. Let me tell y'all a Northern California story. I don't know if you guys have heard it, all my listeners that are in other states, but in California, it's a lady. She goes by the name of Shannon O'Connor. She's 47 years old, married to a baller, living a $5 million house. She was the party mom. She provided alcohol to minors, condoms, had rooms set up in a mansion to coerce them into having sex so she could watch. She ended up skipping town to Idaho. She was tucked away hiding out. When they busted her in Idaho, she had 10 boys and 2 girls that was in the house. They got this lady on 39 charges. They extradited her back to California. She was from Los Gatos, California. Influential IT city, million-dollar houses in the Northern California. 39 felony charges against her. Not
wow.
only that, she got denied bail as they extradited her, but now they want her in another case that should be televised. I believe it's, what's today, Thursday? She goes back to court Monday. She embezzled $120,000 out of her previous employer that she worked with. So now they got her on that. She was denied bail and all of that. And this lady was in a $5 million house. And her son, she was the party mom, because her son was like not a social type guy. So she opened up her house so he can get parties. And as shit was going down, she was watching. And they about to throw her up underneath the jail. It just goes to show, man, people is like way out. People, man, you don't know what intentions are from people. It kind of really make you want to stay indoors. I don't know if you guys heard the story about Larry Miller. But those who don't know who Larry Miller is, 72-year-old guy. He's a vice president of Nike Basketball. He's the president of the Jordan Corporation and also president of the Portland Trail Blazers. He was appointed to Nike Basketball in 1997 and to the Jordan Company in 1999. Also, president of Trail Blazers in 2007. He just confessed to a murder that he did when he was a teenager, when he was a gangbanger, 50 years ago. He just confessed, killed somebody 50 years ago, but he rose amongst the ranks of society, become an upstanding citizen, and he just confessed. And he's 72 years old. So apparently that bothered him his whole life. So no matter how much money, status you got, that man confessed. I don't know what they're going to do about it, but he confessed. And I thought that was like remarkable, extraordinary. It's crazy. To me, that's like super great. I got one more story. You know, people always say that they want to be rich, and there's so many choices that you can make. Somebody asked me, not today, but maybe a month ago, have you ever been around millionaires? It's like, how will you know about money if you've never been around millionaires? And to me, it was a good question. How will you ever know about money if you've never been around millionaires? It comes back to the situation of choices. We've all had choices. Do the right thing, to go in the right path, to become a millionaire, not necessarily because of the money. They say you follow your passion, the money will follow. But I've been privileged to be around millionaires. And as I thought about it, I was around millionaires that weren't millionaires. I went to school with Byron Allen. I don't know if people know who Byron Allen is. My listeners, if you do, Byron Allen was a comedian.
The Moke.
He had a show, Comic View. He also is a billionaire now. He bought the Weather Channel. Byron Allen is a multi-millionaire. He sued people because of blacks weren't able to get to the upper echelon in the media. He sued a gang of companies, but I sat in the classroom with Byron Allen. He became a millionaire. I became a punk-ass rapper. Feel me? It was choices that was made. In that same class was another guy by the name of Eric Holliman. Eric Holliman was the high school football player, number 32, and all the girls, the running back, for the high school, right? Got a scholarship to USC. Eric Holliman went on to be president of Magic Johnson Enterprises, day-to-day operation of the LA Sparks female NBA team, and also the managing director of Aspire TV. So it's like, you never know if you're around millionaires, It was all about choices. I chose to be a rapper. That man chose to be a businessman. Eric Holliman lives in a $4.5 million mansion. And we would clown each other every day in school. I mean, it's like, so when somebody asks me, do you know some millionaires? Yeah, I know them, but I don't walk in the circles that they walk in. But I could have followed that same path that they did, and we would have been having dinner together. To say all of that, to say this, make your choices not on a temporary situation, but on a lifetime situation. Because, believe it or not, if anybody would be able to get in contact with Byron Allen or Eric Holliman and mention my name, he said Tweet Cadillac, they wouldn't even know who the hell I was. They know me by my government name. But they would show me love because of the love that I showed them back then. This is kind of funny that the choices, man, and choices you can make today will dictate tomorrow. I wish I could do it all over again. I really do. My aptitude was there. My comprehension was there. My people skills was there. I could have been probably anything I wanted to be. A lot of us could say the same thing. It was the choices that we made. And as you get older, you really sit back and you realize the choices that I made not only affected me, it affected everybody around me, family, and all of that. So just whatever you do, man, make sure what you do today will dictate tomorrow, man, because it matters. So when anybody asks you, you know a millionaire? Yes, I know several. And I could have been sitting at the table with them if I would have made the right choice. So just make sure that you make the right choice in your life. I done preached enough, G. Lou, man. I just had to get that out of me because the older you get, the more you really realize what life is, man. And it's a trip when you sit back and you think and you say, damn. I've watched so many 48 Hours episodes and Fatal Attraction, and I just don't want my girl to put no X-Lax in my coffee. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Or antifreeze in my Kool-Aid. If you know what I'm saying? Man.
Right.
It is what it is, man. We're going to be informative on 93.28 FM, kind of direction I'm going in. I want to say something with the backdrop of music. It's something to make you think. I need y'all to hit the follow button, subscribe, like, and share. Hit the donate button, tweetcadillac.com. Also, once again, that link for the free Stacey Adams headphones is LNKGPHZW. Enter that link. Get you some free headphones with every Stacey Adams purchase over $125. And that'll be to the 24th. I'm not sure if I can extend it, but possibly I can. For $125, you can actually get you a couple pairs of Stacey's, or you can get you some baller, man. It all depends on what your taste is. You only have to just buy one pair of Stacey's. You can buy a pair of Stacey's and a hat, some underwear. As long as you spend $125, shipping will be included. You ain't got to worry about shipping. And I'll be able to send you some free headphones. My 3.2 FM, ism. What's my name? Mr. Melody. G. Lou.
Lou Lavish.
And here we go.
Cry, and you left them feeling sad. They've seen you Bullshit. It's a big waste of time. You want to put it all up, Mr. Backerman? Huh? Come on. Last set. Shoot it all. Race to nine for 80,000. I'm betting this big time action brings out the dog in your boy over there. Did I just stutter or something? Did I just stutter? A few minutes ago it was like a pool hole in this motherfucker. Now it's as quiet as a church. Is this your first time in a pool hole, Mr. Backerman? Is that it? Your clothes getting a little mashed? Let me tell you something. When you walk out of here, you'll have the smell of this place on your skin for a week. Every time you put on that suit, you will think of me taking your money. Because I'm the only one in this room who knows how fast your boy can run over there. You want to know why? Because I bred him. How the fuck does that make you feel? To be in that position with all your money on the table.
How much you got, Joe?
What?
Total. You put down 80,000 like it didn't matter.
That's a lot of money for somebody like you and him. I think it matters.
What's the difference?
I'm a millionaire. That's the difference. I lose 80, I get another 80. For me, it doesn't matter. See, I think it's you who's sweating this. The both of you.
People in pool rooms don't come across this kind of take but once in a lifetime, and now you're going to put it all on the line against John because you think he's going to choke? I don't think so. I think he's going to choke. You want to shoot it all? Let's shoot it all. How much you got in your pocket?
I got a couple dozen.
You?
500.
What about your ring?
What?
How much for your ring?
You want my ring?
You said it, Joe. Shoot it all. What's it worth to you?
I paid $2,800 for it.
$3,000. Covered. I'm going to leave you with nothing. Nick, make sure, please. It's all there. I'm going to have a drink. You want to have a drink?
I want to be.
Good night, good night, little Frankie. Nona, night, little mom. I love you all. I'll always love you, Janice.
I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. Oh.
93.3 FM. I am your melody. Tweet Cadillac, baby. We're going to do it like this here. Big shout out to Rena Scott, Michael Henderson.
Hi, this is Rena Scott, and you're tuned in to 93.3 FM. Spectacular, elegant oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
I got excited when I first heard that you wanted to meet me. How could I refuse the way you shake your hips? Just drive me wild. I was leaving, but I can't see why. Can you come with me? Can you?
From the platinum group Surface, so tune on in with us and get turned on.
The original Jamaican under the lower round Kenny Akihe Ox, 93.3 FM, my station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. When I want to romp with we, when I want to war, come on!
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.3 FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
This is Lauren June Jones, and you're tuned into 93.3 FM, Ism, on the After Six Cruise Mix. Tell a hater to tell a player, we're rolling in the kind soul. You dig?
Hi, I'm Dale. Along with Scotty and Bo, we are the Temprees. And you're listening to 93.3 FM. And also listen to the spectacular Low Rider Oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. And ladies, this is dedicated to the one you love. Yeah.
While I'm away from you.
Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
So everybody, you guys need to go to sarahdash.net. She's also on Facebook. Are you on Instagram as well, Ms. Dash?
My hashtag is Sarah as in Dash, A-S-I-N-D-A-S-H. So that's Sarah as in Dash hashtag. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on all the social media links.
And the website is sarahdash.net. So now can we itchy gitchy I
You
want to
do some Lady Marmalade? You want to get
yeah, man. I
want
to do some da da da, mama.
Da da, you want to get your ya ya? Okay,
yeah,
get
mama.
Your ya ya.
Yeah,
oh,
mama. That was simply marvelous.
Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band. And you are tuned into 93.3 FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After Six Movement.
Hey, this is Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.3 FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
You've reached Becca's phone, and I'm not able to answer the call at this time. But if you please be so kind to leave your name and number, I'll give you a call back at my earliest convenience. And if this is one of Tweed's bitches calling on my fucking phone, this is not his number anymore. And I know that he drunk up my grandfather's Cavassier. You totally wrecked my fucking bins. And if you're trying to reach him, find him on Facebook Messenger. But as soon as I find out he has a new line, it is going down. Oh, and I know you got my fucking meat, and you need to bring that shit back. I'm not playing. I saw you when you left with it. Bye.
You're experiencing a love factor. It's a rainy night in the big city. A nice night for lovers to stay warm and cozy. Here's something new from the group. I couldn't get the feeling. We'll be right back.
East Coast player, the Floss style, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And yeah, I'm back in here again for my man, Sweet Cadillac. And see, I'm sure you know the script by now. There's the Six Cruise Mix, Spectacular Lowriders and Oldies. See, I'm going to tell you to tell a hater, to tell a player, the only station playing Funkadelic in the Temptation. 93, Sweet FM-ism, you did it. So I want you to give him a call at 347-855-8436 and tune in, because we're going to take you from here to there. We're going to go a little bit everywhere. And stop asking about me, man. I came in here to do this for Sweet 93. Sweet FM-ism.
This is your rock and roll gangster, A-Line, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Lowrider Oldies. It's a magic night on After Six Crew.
Together.
Mr. Lou Lavitz.
Yes, sir.
Your famous parting words for the evening, please.
Man, I always like to tell people, man, never stop dreaming, never stop believing, never stop striving, never stop, you know, just trying to be better than what you were, achieving that goal, whatever that goal may be, even if it's you may think it's unattainable, try to attain it because you never know. Just keep pushing, man. You take a foot, you know, just believe, man, and have faith and pray about it. And once you pray about it, you just put it in motion and God will do the rest. You know what I mean? So I just want to say that. I say that to make sure everybody prays. You know, I leave you with that. 7 days without prayer makes one week. Since it'll be 7 days before you see us again right here on next Thursday after Six Cruise Mix. So within those 7 days,
get that from not next, so I can get to know you better.
7 days go by without giving the Lord some type of acknowledgement, appreciation, man. You know, because just like Tweed said earlier, we're losing a lot of people, and you never know when your lights will be turned off, man. So just be thankful for what you have, for what you don't have. Just when you wake up, try to make a routine. You know, when you wake up, you open your eyes before you even touch the carpet, man. Give thanks to God. In a prayer, talk to him, whatever, and your day will go by much better. I just want to leave you with that. Peace and love, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me tonight, Tweet. God bless.
Play that, man. It's been my pleasure. And the day that y'all stop trying is the day you're going to start dying. Always remember what you do today will indefinitely dictate tomorrow. Stay blessed, geared for success, because there ain't no such thing as luck. It's where opportunity meets preparation. And nothing gonna work unless you do. So if you're going through hell, just simply keep on going. That's all I could really say, man.
That part.
Excuses
hey.
Are the tools of incompetence.
That part.
Make sure y'all treat others
somebody
like you want
to know.
Your mama too.
Somebody wanted to know what was that Marvin Gaye song you played earlier, though, man.
Oh, that was called, hold on, I'll tell you exactly. The Marvin Gaye, and I love my Marvin, man. That was, I Want to Be Where You Are. Simple as that.
Okay, there it is. There it is.
Yeah. That's fly is all outdoors. And it's flyer if you're outdoors. And it's fly if you indoors.
Yes,
so there, go there. 93.2 FM. Until next Thursday night, man. Stay blessed, gear for success, man. Until we meet again, my friends and brethren, good night.